Okay, there's a parallel here on the dark cloud, which is not literal. It does not say dark in the word. It is understood that a sa'ar is dark. Okay, there's a parallel to Elijah, the dark cloud with Elijah, and also a parallel to Moshe at Mount Sinai. And there is a very great parallel in both of these, Moshe and Eliyahu, in the things that they saw. Okay, now the next word is Ba'ah. B-A-A-H. Ba'ah. It is not pronounced Ba'ah. It's Ba'ah. The accent in this particular case, the rule is usually that the accent is on the first syllable. But in this case, the accent is on the second syllable. That's right. The ah. It's ba'ah. Okay? If you put the accent on the first syllable, it would give it past tense. If you put the accent on the second syllable, it makes it present tense. We will not get past verse 4 tonight. And we are blazing. Just because we haven't gotten to the difficult part of this chapter. Okay. Now, this is also seen in a parallel in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verse 6.
What about it coming from the north?
That's your next phrase.
Oh, it is. Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Your next phrase is mean hazaphon. Okay? Mean. M-I-N. Mean. Which means from. Okay? You can remember this. Most of you have heard it enough to at least know it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. From the earth. From. Okay? Mean. From.
So, you said Bereshit 29:6?
That's what the notes say here. Okay. Right. Bereshit 29:6.
It doesn't say that. It says, and he sent them, it is well, and he said, it is well, and behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with sheep.
I'm going to guess that it is... Rashi made a comparison between these two. I'm going to guess that that there is a similar circumstance where the tense is determined by the syllable. Okay, now, hazaphon. Ha is the article, H-A, and then the word zaphon. T-Z-A-F-O-N, zaphon. Which means from the north. That the sa'ar, came from the north. Alright, now, we have to remember Tehillim, Psalm 48. A psalm of the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. In his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Now, Baal was also seen as coming from the north, because the north was perceived as being the position of power. Baal, the pagan god Baal, was seen as coming from the north, being from the north, as a counterfeit.
Right.
to that this is where God is said to come from the north.
Is also where it talks in Ishaya, where it talks about Lucifer ascending up to the sides of the north, I believe.
So. Exactly. Which I think is Isaiah chapter 14. Alright, now, your next phrase, let's see, then I looked and behold a whirlwind was coming, it should be is coming out of the north, present tense, not was coming, but is coming out of the north. Now your next phrase, a great cloud, Anan, A-N-A-N, Anan, Gadol, G-A-D-O-L. A term for Messiah is Bar Anaf. Bar Anaf, which means son of the clouds. With the, you have now had in this verse two references to covering. One was the Sarah, and the other is the Anan Gadol, the great cloud. You need to make a list of covering. That will be a reoccurring theme in this chapter over and over and over again. Okay, now what I want to get some of the different ways that the next phrase is rendered around the room. I had a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself. That's what the King James, New King James has, with raging fire engulfing itself. New King James.
The King James is a fire enfolding in itself, for itself.
King James, a fire enfolding itself. Okay? Someone had a New American Standard. Who had that?
A great cloud with fire flashing forth continually and a bright light around it.
Okay. Greg, you have a Jerusalem Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, while you're turning to that, Beverly, what do you have?
An immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant light.
Okay, what is that translation? Okay, the NIV.
Standard.
Okay, Revised Standard.
Says a great cloud with brightness round about it and fire flashing forth continually.
All right, let me read out the arts. Oh, go ahead, Greg.
I looked and behold a storm wind. Storm wind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire flaring up, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst of it there was a color of electrum.
Okay, we're not going to get to the color yet. Okay, what the art scroll has is a great cloud with flashing fire and a brilliance surrounding it. Okay, the Hebrew is va'esh. Okay, the word the prefix va. It's usually written V-E or V apostrophe in English. Do what? It is a vav. It generally means and. It can mean or but. Generally it will mean and. Okay? Ve'esh. So you have and fire. Esh is fire. Ve'esh mit lakachat. That would be spelled M-E-T-L-A-K-A-C-H-A-T. And want me to spell it again? Okay, M-I-T-L-A-K-A-C-H-A-T.
And what's that?
That means with flashing. Aish. your first word would be V and then apostrophe A-I-S-H. I can't hear you.
Sounds like the root is
Lakar. I still couldn't hear you. I have stopped up ears too.
Sounds like the root is
lakach. Okay, sounds like the root is lakach. Okay. So a taking fire, maybe? Okay. It's from the word lakach. You're right. Okay. According to Radak, famous commentator, it says, in other words, in the midst of the cloud. Okay, the word mit lakachat, used to describe a flashing fire, is derived from the root lakach. That would be spelled L-A-K-A-C-H, which means to take. It is as if the fire seeks its freedom, but is Nilkach, that's spelled N-I-L-K-A-C-H, grasped or held by the burning object.
It seeks its freedom.
The fire seeks its freedom, but it's grasped or held by the burning object.
Imprisoned.
Right, kind of imprisoned. This isn't anything. We hadn't got to the heavy part yet.
Explain that one, Joe, please.
Yeah.
Explain this one.
Oh, no, I'm following the warning on the label, okay?
Is it talking about the fire, the object inside that it is held captive by? Or could it be from an outside source?
No, it's inside. This is in the midst of it. It's going to be, there's going to be all kinds of things you're going to think of. Yes, Tom?
The rocket that was launched this morning, it was a fire that was encapsulated within...
Okay. All right. Your next turn. Vaynoga lo sevev. Okay. V apostrophe N-O-G-A-H. Noga. The apostrophe N-O-G-A-H. It relates very definitely to the Naga, N-A-G-A. The people at Mount Sinai were not allowed to Naga the mountain, to touch the mountain. Noga. Lo. L-O. And Savev, S-A-V-E-V, Savev. Okay, you have the Savev, which is part of the Aron Kodesh, the Ark of the Covenant. You have on the Altar of Judgment, the Savev, which goes around it. This term will be used over and over and over in reference to the most important things of God. Okay. Yeah, I know. Y'all are going to come next week? You're going to have a bottle of Advil.
Does Sevev have a meaning? Or
it means
say,
hey, it means around.
Around, okay.
Uh-huh, it means around. Okay. According to Rashi, the brilliance alludes to the light of salvation, which would ultimately envelop them after all their travail. Now we're going to come to the heaviest part for tonight. Okay, Imita umitacha ba'an ha-hashmal. Okay, let me spell this for you. U apostrophe M E T O C H A L C H A H. New word. K apostrophe A I N. And the important word, ha-ha-shmal, okay, the article ha, H-A-C-H-A-S-H hyphen M-A-L. Mm-hmm. Okay, which translates, and from its midst came a semblance of Hashmal.
Which translates what?
And from its midst came a semblance of Hashmal.
What's Hashmal? Color.
That's where it's going to get heavy tonight. No, they think that it alludes to a color, but they think it is a separate thing than a color. It's translated in English Bibles as a color, but it is the Hashmal. All right? Well, they're making a reference to a color, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Or amber.
And if you take Jacinius, you're going to get a color. And there is an allusion to a color. But the Hashmal is part of the Merkavah, and it is a definite action, if you can define it that way. You see, the problem with this, I have put off teaching this as long as I could because it is so difficult. Yes, it is. It is totally abstract thought. And I'm a 3-year-old teaching a group of 3-year-olds about the universe.
Hashmal, the closest word we have is colors.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, wait. I got too many people talking. I can't hear. Okay, go ahead.
The closest word to Hashmal that we have is color. Did I hear that?
That is the way it's usually translated in English, a reference to a color.
We don't have anything closer than that.
No. Well, we will before we get finished.
Okay.
Jack, what'd you have?
Called glowing metal here, and likewise in verse 27, it's also translated glowing metal.
Okay. Y'all are going to be very excited when you find out what it is. Okay?
But it says, it actually says, as it were. In mine, it says, as it were glowing metal.
Kind of reminds me of like the debris between the seraphim.
Maybe it's
like
a UFO.
It's like a sapphire. The color of sapphire.
There you go.
It doesn't say
let's write a book.
Okay, wait. All right. This is... let me tell you what the rabbis started off this one with. It says, the mysterious significance of this word is laden with esoteric connotation. Okay? It's a pure example of prophetic idiom and beyond the realm of comprehension. However, we will get quite a bit that you will find very beneficial. Rashi. Now, let me tell you something about Rashi. Rashi was the greatest etymologist of the rabbis. Now, etymology is the breakdown of the words. He literally taught the people a tremendous amount about how to break down the words and drew many parallels, more so than any other teacher. So that was Rashi's strong point. And it's helpful to understand that. Okay, Rashi comments that Hashmal is the name of an angel, a semblance of who of whom Yehezkel envisioned from within the flames. Okay? Now, they have to put a warning in here. Listen to this. Our sages, Haggai 13a, have taught that there was once a student who speculated about the identity of Hashmal, whereupon a fire went forth from Hashmal and consumed him.
Drive carefully on the way
home. Okay. You think I'm... Yeah, you think I'm... Okay. That's right. We're dealing with some very heavy stuff here. Okay. Father, the word is an acrostic, so we have an encoded message. Of the words Hayot, you need to write this one down. Hayot, Chayot, Hayot. Eish, E-I-S-H. Mimalot. M. Apostrophe, M-A-L, hyphen, L-O-T. Which means... Fiery Hayot speaking. Now the Hayot are the four beast or creatures that you see here in this chapter, also in chapter 3 of Yehezkel, and in Revelation, and chapter 4 and 5. The Hayot are also seen as being the Kerubim, which are on the veil of the temple. Kerub, or cherub, the Kerubim, they're on the veil of the temple.
How many Hayot are there considered? More than four or just four in that scripture?
Depends on which rabbi you're asking.
Many Hayot, some rabbis, right?
According to some rabbis, there are many, many faces of the four Hayot. All right. In an alternate interpretation, Plan B, and this is a good one. The sages derive from the two words Hash, C-H-A-S-H, which means silent. And Malol, M-A-L-O-L, Malol, which means speaking. Silent speaking.
Speaking silence.
It's also translated as still, small voice. And start to think of Eliyahu's journey into the wilderness. Now this is in reference to the Kerubim and the Seraphim. The Seraphim are found in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 6.
Joe, on that Kerubim, you said that they were on the veil?
On the veil of the temple.
Which veil was that?
That is the veil, that's the where you have the double veils. Isaiah chapter 6, Verse 2, above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. If you'll turn to Revelation in chapter 4, there was the seraphim. Now we see the hayot. In Revelation chapter 4, and the four living creatures, the four hayot, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Kadosh, 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 Lord, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You see them also in chapter 5, verse 9, saying, they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Along with the 24 elders, they say, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Okay, now.
That was quite noisy, though.
That is quite noisy. So, at times the angels are silent, which is the hush. At times they speak, which is the mal. In other words, they praise him. When the utterance goes forth from the Holy One, when God speaks, blessed be he, they are silent. Now, also the throne of God is called the Devar, the Word of God. And when the utterance does not go forth from him, they speak. In other words, when he speaks, they're quiet. When he's not speaking, they are praising him.
It's almost like a responsory...
Reply, so to speak. Okay, it is possible that Hashmal resembles the essence of fire. Okay? It is the purest form of smokeless fire that the human senses can perceive. The word is a compound of Hashmal, literally silent speak. Okay, now we have, you remember, you have the fire from within. I want you to go to the book of Devarim. I wish I had another half hour.
Within this interaction, this fire is created. Is that what I just heard?
Well, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to read a couple passages. I'm down to like 2 minutes here. I'm going to read the passage to you from Shemot chapter 20, verse 8. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, which was perceived to be the voice of God. The lightning flashes, the sound of the shofar, and the mouth and smoking. When the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. That's Shemot or Exodus chapter 20, verse 18. Okay, I'm going to read to you from Devarim chapter 4. Did I tell you chapter 11 a while ago? It should be chapter 4, verse 11. Devarim chapter 4, verse 11. Then you came near and stood under the mountain, Tachat, and the mountain burned with fire to the midst of heaven, with darkness, cloud, and thick darkness. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire, Hashmal. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form, only a voice. They saw the voice of fire. Divided tongues of fire, exactly what you would have 1,500 years later on the festival of Shavuot, when God kept the Moed, when he kept the appointed season. Okay, so I believe that the Hashmal is the still small voice. I believe that it is the voice that is silent that speaks. I believe it can refer to the Hayot, how that they will speak when God is not speaking and silent when He speaks. But I believe it is the voice that comes forth out of the midst of the fire that it does not consume. It is not a smoking fire. It is a voice that can be seen. And the Hashmal is what came forth and sat upon the shoulders of the believers at Shavuot.
Okay.